Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hey, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm your host, Gregor, and he's flexible in the least sexual way possible.
And most.
Our Florida correspondent. He's Siege. Hello.
Hello, Gerg. How are you this afternoon?
Well, my hearing's a little worse off now, officially as of that, but there we go. Okay.
Sorry about that, brother.
No, stop it. It's my own fault. My headphones are too loud. Neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain yet, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps what we get right. I'm just going to level with people. I went and looked at our reviews for the first time this year, and someone left one in March, and usually Brandon does this stuff. He looks at the stuff, and so apologies, but Brandon has definitely been here since March, I think. To the person who left a comment and a review, 5 stars, thank you so much on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to this, just purely to make me feel like somebody's hearing this and responding, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review if that's how you listen to this. Thank you for listening on the Odyssey app or however you might be hearing this real time Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Hello. Or if you are listening after the fact on the Odyssey app or podcast provider of your choice, we are very grateful. Tell a friend, that'd be good too. Or you can just holler at us with this episode's question of the week. Your answer to this episode's question of the week.
Yes.
Question of the week is, what's the worst thing robots will learn from us? You can chime in with all our socials at nerdtalkplus.com. What do you think, Siege? Can you think of, like, you don't have to necessarily share it, but can you think of some?
Oh, I can definitely think of quite a few things that robots can learn from us that are very, very bad.
I didn't sleep enough last night and read too many X posts today, and I'm just like, oh, they're gonna learn white supremacy. That's what it's gonna learn.
Pretty much.
Learn how to be on the side of the rich and powerful. Okay, great. Good.
I just haven't updated it yet, so I don't have that ugly X font in my face. I still have my little blue bird just for a couple more days.
Oh.
Holding on as long as I can.
Now, we are two gentlemen of approximately the same age, and some bad news broke after 6 years of battling cancer. R.I.P. Wee. Shout out to John Manley.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Wee to Paul Rubens, who lost his battle with cancer, 70 years old. Now, I say that we're approximately the same age. Was Pee Wee Herman a part of your childhood, and if so, how?
Absolutely he was. Between Pee-wee's Playhouse and, if you go on my Instagram right now, the message is
Mecca Honey Ho.
Yep, exactly. So you know it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's hilarious.
Literally the message. Pee-wee's Playhouse, Cherry, all the characters there. I mean, Pee-wee's Big Adventure was like basically my first real movie. Outside of the stuff that anybody took me to in the movie theaters, which captured my imagination. Pee-wee's Playhouse, that was something I was invested in at home. And then Pee-wee's Big Adventure, I was like, oh my God, he's outside of the house. What are we going to do?
Jambi the Genie was voiced by John Paragon. What a name.
That's a great name.
John Paragon? Get out of town.
I need a last name that sounds like geometry.
what does that look like? Siege and like what's
Siege?
Isosceles.
I was gonna say Carsophocles. Siegecles, but that sounds too Greek. Emperor/god that falls from the sky.
Fibonacci siege.
Yes, Fibonacci siege sequence.
That sort of sounds Nazi in it, though. I don't know if I like that part.
Let's get rid of that. If anybody can come up with any of those, you can hit me up on my social medias, which I don't know if I'm on the nerdtalk.com social media.
I got
to
add you. I'm sorry if I haven't.
Oh, it's all good. Honestly, it's bad enough of me for not paying attention to the nerdtalk.com.
Nerdtalkplus.com, everybody. Nerdtalkplus.com.
Yes.
Someone else owns Nerdtalk, and then they don't you do it for anything. Or maybe it's for like a... It's like an author, I think, who writes sci-fi or something like that. Sorry, I'm fudging with some cables here. Pee-wee, Large Marge,
yes,
the truck driver in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, was really problematic for me. That really messed me up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure was like what the circus does for kids, only in movie form.
Oof.
It's so weird and so creepy, and the characters are like, I just... It's a nightmare to me.
And imagine your nightmare coming to you in like a claymation psychotic form.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, we did get the Pee-wee dance out of it with the song Tequila and the big white shoes at the biker bar. That's, I mean, I learned to walk on the tips of my toes of my giant, as my dad calls them, canal boat feet. I had like size 13 in seventh grade. So watching a kid in like Converse and Chuck Taylor All-Stars white ones try and walk on the tips of those with that thing. Yeah, no, that was awkward, but yeah.
You just needed a few more years of ballet training. Yeah. That's what you need to learn how to dance on point. That's what they call
it. I did have the tutu, so.
like a real Ace Ventura, this guy.
Yes.
Representing Miami.
Well, I may show you something.
Yeah, I just had like, I like really am fond of Paul Rubens. I just am traumatized by the characters he played and how like, I don't know what the right words is for it. It was creepy.
Yeah.
I guess is what it was.
If you didn't, I mean, like as a kid, you're just sitting there laughing at it and enjoying the character. But like stepping back as an adult and watching some of it and just, I mean, just the laugh alone, the is just like, it's just, whoa, you know, and then watching him as Paul Rubens, of course, in like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but still hearing the Pee-wee voice come out of his face, it was just, whoa, it trips you out.
Or 30 Rock, he was on that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All the tributes that have come out, it's unbelievable because a lot of times people die, and like, I'm going to say Sinead O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no disrespect for the dead. Okay. That's not what this is about. It's just that when people like that pass, I see so many people jump on the oh my god, just gone before her time,
yeah,
or whatever, and I'm like, I've literally never seen you support this thing ever.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, like I feel like you're just on the like sadness bandwagon for attention.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then I raise my hand and say that's my bad, I shouldn't be such a jerk. But then I open up X and saw post after post after post after post of all like these wonderful comedians that I love. Like it's when your fellow person says something, like if other artists come out and say, like there's a lot of artists that were like, how come you never supported Sinead when she was alive? That was like a lot of what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And with Pee-wee or with Paul Rubens, it's all like, he's the funniest person that ever lived. And I'm like, wow, it's good to see the peers chiming in for it rather than being like, you all are full of crap.
Yeah, he was literally a comedic genius. I mean, there's no way around it. Like, and to think of all the careers that not like he launched, but he gave a leg up to, just in Pee-wee's Playhouse alone. I mean, like Lawrence Fishburne. Like to think about him as what was his name? Cowboy what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank because I'm an old man now, but. Just like the people, all the things that just came from
Cowboy Curtis.
Yes, Cowboy Curtis and Missy Vaughn. Oh, who can forget Missy Vaughn? If you were a boy of our age when Pee Wee Herman was around and Missy Vaughn was around, yeah. But
Missy Elliott is what it's. When I started typing Missy, it was like, are you talking about Pee Wee's Playhouse, Missy Elliott? I'm going to click on that instead.
Oh man,
Yvonne.
I would love to see that.
Lawrence doesn't come up with what I was thinking. So, did she do like a spoof on it at some point or something?
I hope so. And if she did, I really want to see it. And I wish it would come out more today, yesterday, so we could see it. I mean, wow, yeah. But Paul Rubens was just like such an influence to just
hold
about,
on. Uh-oh. Stop it for 1 second.
Uh-oh.
Is Miss Yvonne Charlie Day's mom in It's Always Sunny?
Yeah.
Get out of here. No way.
Yep.
Oh my God. You gotta be kidding me, dude.
Talk about the complete opposite ends of the spectrum for a character.
She has a recurring role as Charlie's mom on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They just showed a picture of her now, and it's like, I can't believe how different this person looks. Get out of here. This is, I mean, it's creepy how different this person looks. Well, anyway, that was some big breaking news, and I guess I just wasn't, I did never know how people are going to react to any of this stuff, because I was like, my boss even emailed us to be like, hey, make sure you don't miss this. And I was like, wow, really? This is the thing that you email us about? Like Pee Wee Herman? And then like,
apparently. I got to tell you, when I heard, my heart dropped. My heart absolutely dropped. And all of a sudden my phone lit up like with a bunch of my comedian friends, especially like the improvisers and the people that I know and I grew up like doing this stuff with. Like everybody had something to say, and everybody would drop a line from, you know, either Pee Wee's Playhouse, Big Adventure, Big Top Pee Wee. I mean, like it's just so many quotable things. And I don't know, it's just, I still quote things that Francis said when he was like jumping in the pool and stealing his bike, and I don't know.
Paging Mr. Herman.
Paging Mr. Paging Herman. Mr. Herman. Mr. Pee Wee Herman. You have a telephone call at the front desk. Yeah.
Anyway. So did you spend any time with this? I didn't, because I get annoyed by this, but did you spend any time with the whole aliens and Congress thing of late last week?
I didn't.
What there was is there was a hearing in front of the whatever committee, and a guy that was a former military intel who knows some people who said that they saw who have a thing, and there's some documents, but I can't show them to you. This guy said that there's a bunch of that we have biological somethings that are not of this planet, in our, I don't know, our military or our government has it.
The only thing,
I tend not to get on top of this stuff, because it usually is like, unless someone is like, Exhibit A, it's like kind of hearsay, but where'd you go with it?
I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch it live. I watched the quote unquote highlight package, but sure. I mean, honestly, who has the time to watch that kind of stuff live? And,
I don't know, man. I spent, there was one summer where I was coming home from work before I had a kid, and I was just so tired that I would put on C-SPAN and then just watch them talk about water rights. And there's something really weird about watching people discuss this stuff, and how I cede my time back to the floor or to the chair, and then like people take, like, the process of government is so freaking weird.
It's
so, to see something weird happening in the already weird government is cool.
Like, how old is some of these processes? I will not cede my time. You will silence. You will give it up. No, I will not.
The man of color will not talk any further, because this. And you're like, excuse me, Mr. McConnell. Yeah. This is hello.
Can't say what I'm thinking right now, because I will get thrown off of the floor.
Yeah, where do you stand with aliens? I'm curious.
I mean, I stand with the aliens. I love the aliens, and I hope that they love me as well. I'm always like, friends with the aliens.
Flexibly love you, you mean?
But in the Captain Kirk fashion, I am trying to have sex with every alien being that is around.
Right now you're just sticking to illegals from Cuba, but
yes,
at some point you'll
correct.
I keep saying all these horrible things, and like I just should definitely clarify that like they're always said in jest, as if the as if we're actually calling out the bigots for being bigoted as they get closer and closer to just doing it publicly in our government and whatnot. But I'm for equality.
Yes.
As to make sure no one like takes us out of context.
As a comedian, Gregor is doing it the correct way, where you make where you say the thing that is to make fun of the thing. You don't. Right. You're not saying it. You're not saying it to be evil. You're saying it to make fun of the people who say that thing.
Yeah.
So
my intent is to shed light on this and the subject and get us to talk about it, not to make it ill fun of it. Anyway, I'm like a big I'm torn because mathematically speaking, alien will never meet aliens ever.
Yeah.
Because just like we've got two craft now that have left the solar system. And it took them 40 years each.
Yeah.
From the 70s till now. And maybe, I guess they're more than 40 years outside now, obviously.
Is that Voyager?
It took them 40 years. Yeah. The two Voyager craft.
Yeah.
Two launched before one, which is weird. But anyway, both Voyager craft, I think, are now outside of the solar system proper. But I don't know that either of them is technically in interstellar space where it's left the influence of the sun completely. I'll have to look that up after this. But if you're talking about the closest star being 4 light years away and we can only go like 1/100 the speed of light, then it's going to take us 400 years to get anywhere. And like, if the physicists are right that the speed of light is like a constant and we can't outrun that,
yeah,
then like the chance of anyone ever finding us, even if they found us, to get here is hopelessly and laughably small.
Well, I mean, how long was it that Voyager went out there and we were transmitting radio waves? We, as in, you know, the royal we.
Hello.
NASA. Definitely Nerdtalk me plus. And you. It's, transmitting the radio waves, and it was what, almost like 30 years before they even picked up a little tiny rhythmic thing that could be confused for communication. And I mean, that it's like, for the distance that would have to travel, it's aliens would have to have some technology that's like not even fathomable. They would have to break the speed of light, or they would have had to have been traveling for already 400 years to get here.
Yeah. Or like, let's just say like they have, let's say they have a way of scanning the solar system that's a million years in development.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about how short-lived the human species will be, let alone to get the technology to the point where we could pay attention long enough to actually observe something. Well, let's just say they have, and they go, that star is acting weird.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, let's go check it out. See you in 295 years if we're the closest we can be to you. You know, it's like, by the time, by our, all we can do is look at it through the way that we're formulated, and by the time that we got there, we'd have to have generations of people. We'd have to have like 10 generations of people, you know, born on a space vessel going there to be able to say like, oops, we were wrong, or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, it's like, I can't even think of how many movies have been made more recently about, you know, sticking people on a ship that's going somewhere and people are thinking that they're being saved and they're putting in like cryogenic freeze, and they're only basically being put in cryogenic freeze because they're going to die and they're just going to harvest their, you know, reproductive things to make the next generation and the next generation to fly this ship till we get to a planet that is habitable some god awful distance away. Like, like you said, it feels mathematically impossible, but at the same time, like, I like to also subscribe to the theory that, you know, maybe the pyramids were built by the aliens. Maybe they're...
Well, it's more fun that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Maybe they're here in the Aztec pyramids in Mexico. I want to hang out. Like, hook it up.
Well, and the other thing is that we have to make all these assumptions based on what we know. And so, like, if we say that light's a constant, we can't go any faster than that. Okay, that's what we believe. But that someone's like, no, you just do minus one here, and then like you can go as fast as you want, and we're like, be something as dumb as that, you know, like, because you got a bunch of dorks like other humans. No, our smartest humans still maybe haven't figured it out, or maybe never will, and so other people have, and they show up and they're like idiots, or worse yet, they came here a billion years ago and all there were was underwater trees and sharks and there were no humans or animals yet on the surface, and then they showed up and they were like, well, that's just a wet puddly rock and that's the end of that. Let's go.
Honestly,
we'll check
though,
back again on our next pass.
Honestly though, wouldn't that be more preferential? Just like beach with sharks and no humans?
Like, think we could get some surfing in on here? Like, definitely. That'd be awesome if that's how we found aliens. We found surfboards and like a little puka necklace, like shell necklace.
We haven't been into the depths of the Mariana Trench yet. We don't know what kind of surfboards are down there yet.
To the trench!
Oh no, not submarine talk again.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
At a meeting at his evil headquarters, Mark Zuckerberg, did I call him Zuckerberg? Because that's hilarious. That's my new thing.
He's taking over the tweeter.
I'm going to send you this picture, dude, because it's, you got to see this. Just hold your reaction if you would. Mark Zuckerberg supposedly told other employees that the fight between himself and fellow billionaire Elon Musk didn't. He said, I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's as likely to happen now. And then he went on and on about how much he loves fighting, like maybe second only to building things. And then he blathered about that while everyone pretended to care, like, oh, yeah, Zuck, fighting's awesome, dude. It feels like truly a shame, one, because Zuckerberg is freaking ripped. The guy is like shredded, and he has competed in some jiu-jitsu contests and whatnot. And can you imagine, like, you're like a 17-year-old hormonal kid, and then they're like, all right, Mark, you're up against Tony. And Tony's like there to rip your head off, and then you're fighting the guy from Facebook who had to make a social media thing to make friends. Also smart on his part.
I mean, there's just looking at this picture of him. Yeah, dude, where did that come from? That comes from having all the money in the world and nothing but time on your hands. It's like when I see him surfing on that giant trefoil surfboard that hovers above the water, and he's wearing just like a full-on like sun shirt that, you know, most surfers would clown him for. It's ridiculous to even think that, you know, all that's under there. Sorry, dude. Like 170 pounds of just like pure unadulterated beef. I don't want to objectify Mark Zuckerberg more than I am in my head right now, but like,
no, dude, you definitely,
he would rock
dressed
that.
Like that. He deserved it.
Yeah.
Jokes again. I can't,
like, I'm sorry, but we've seen Elon with his shirt off and he's built like a refrigerator from the 50s, like with that weird giant airlock handle on it. I'm surprised it was an olive green when he took his shirt off, but I mean, he was so white, it was pale blue. It just looks like, you know, I don't know. All the
stuff. Well, he's got every man's physique, right? Like, that's like,
I
relate more to actually being closer to Elon than I do closer to Zuck. I want to be more like Zuck. I don't want to be as rich as either of them, but like, Elon's wealthier and uses his money for who knows what. Clearly, pizza pockets, but like, Zuck is there, I think, fine-tuning that machine for fighting, because he loves fighting. Let me just tell you how much he likes fighting. It's maybe his second favorite thing, okay? Now, what I think about these two dudes is that if they're not going to fight, which I was really looking forward to, because there's nothing like the people that are ruining our planet having to then, like, draw blood from one another, which would be so good. It'd really be peak of, like, how far we've fallen as a culture, but I'm there for it. Now what I want them to do is make giant fighting robots.
Yes.
And then have some sort of, like, mech war in space.
Yes! Oh, my God. See, Mechazords.
They've got the money and resources, and Zuck's got the VR goggles now, so, like, he can, like, you know, put them on and pilot the thing or whatever, so I feel like that's a better use of everyone's time.
You're right. You wouldn't even need to actually be in them like Voltrons or anything, like where you need to pilot.
I actually want
them
in there. I just want them to put the helmets on.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, like, you don't even have to do this on Earth and, like, kind of ruin any more of our stuff. Yeah. You can send these giant robots up there. You can do it on the dark side of the moon, I'm sure.
Why do you think that Elon's so bent on going to Mars?
I mean,
I bet you he has a battleground.
He's probably already got a little bit of a factory up there. It's a SpaceX, the size of like the entire planet on the side of
Neck
there.
X.
Neck X. Fight X. he has to be building a robot. It has to be gigantic. Zuckerberg can do it too. He's got enough money. Like, I see Elon already with a little bit of an advantage in that. But Zuckerberg has the fighting technique. So where even if his is just like a little bit smaller and quicker, he could probably outmaneuver the power move that Elon would be with like his Starlink 33 engine punch thrust.
Oh, man, I'm going to go back and watch Robot Jocks now.
I know, right?
Anyway, I was bummed to find out that they're not, that's not happening. Like, can we at least get like a tickle fight or something? Can we get something out of them? Like, can you imagine?
You know that would turn into a slap fight immediately, and then somebody would get their feelings hurt.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the ow that would come out of somebody?
Oh, I love it. And then a hair plug pops out of Elon Musk. Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Well, that's too bad, huh?
Yeah. They got to come up doing with something better. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Okay. From doing my usual research for Nerd Talk, I came across something weird that made me ask a question. How much do your hands weigh? Because I had never considered this ever. And just to clarify, hands, the thing at the end of your arms, not hams, the things that are made out of pig butts. I want to know how much your grippy butt touchers weigh. Because when I saw, I stopped to think about it. At first, I had no idea. Then I started to worry that they're way heavier than they think, mainly because of the headline that led to all this from Gizmodo.com. Your hands are probably heavier than you think. And so I was like, are they 20 pounds? Like, what? How heavy could they be? Well, it turns out I did the research, and an adult human hand weighs just under 1 pound.
That's it?
Which is 400. Right? That's what I thought too. Like, with a headline of your hands are probably heavier than you think, I was like, 7 pounds?
Yeah.
Like, I really had no idea, but there's like bones in there and muscles and tendons and I don't know. And they like do stuff. And so, like, I thought for sure they'd be heavy, but they're 400 grams, just shy of 1 pound.
Dude, my hands got to be way more than a pound. I got big hands. I played goalkeeper for a while, so I know I wear like a size 12 glove. I wear like a size 11 ring. So I got some paws on me. But mm-hmm. I mean, that sucks. I'm like trying to like hold one hand with another hand and like judge.
<We're doing laughs> Is this as much as a thing?
Bottle of water?
Wavy pencil.
Oh. I mean, like judging it next to a 16-ounce bottle of water, I'm just like kind of like, huh. Now I'm like, I have like hand envy of anybody who has bigger, meatier, heavier hands now.
I have a couple things. One, how much did the Terminator hand weigh? Because like you got to try and pass as a human and you got a metal hand. Is that like some sort of sweet super alloy that's like super lightweight? So that way you don't, you know, trick the humans don't easily like figure out that when you put your hand down on like the, you know, the counter, it doesn't like bust through because it weighs 300 pounds or whatever.
Man, it's like with that, wouldn't you have to solve it with hydraulics or something to make it slower and pad it or pad the hand? Or, you know, a 40-pound hand, yeah, I know that could do some damage, which Terminator did. And, like, wait a second, what about T-1000? Like, how much does that weigh? He's pure melted alloy.
Yeah, it's liquid metal Terminator, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, and he can make swords and stuff. Like, I don't, and swords are heavy.
Yeah, especially think about that hook that he was smashing into the back of the car and climbing up after chasing it down the road. That thing had to have some girth and some weight behind it.
Go back and watch that film and see what that cop car looks like, because it's one of the old boxy ones.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, all cop cars now are like SUVs, but for a while there, they're the Crown Vics that were like rounded and cool, and you'd see the old ones and be like, aw, cute. And now it's like, what year is this movie from? Mm-hmm. And it turns out it's 30 something years old. So
actually, they had the Crown Victorias, and then the next level, the cool cops had like the Chevy Impalas that everybody called like the turtle car, like solid black, lowered a little bit, and then now. What do they drive now? Everything looks like a rocket ship now.
No, they drive SUVs. They drive.
Oh, that's right. The SUVs are like a Dodge Charger or something like that. Or
yeah,
yeah, it's crazy.
SUVs are like Ford makes a special like it's like a
police interceptor.
Yeah, it's like it's got a name to it. I can't remember.
It's like a whatever. It's like a Ford Taurus, but it's like their special one.
No, no, it's not a Taurus. It's like a Ford. The SUV, what's it called? Explorer.
Oh, RIP. They got their own Explorers now, too?
What are the...
Good God.
Okay, I'm asking you as if you're the computer. What are the...
I'm Siege GPT.
Siege GPT. What yeah. are they called? The Ford Police Interceptor Utility is today's go-to police vehicle. That's the Ford Explorer Police Interceptor Utility.
All I know is that I recognize those headlights anywhere, especially at night, and anytime I see them, I get out of the way and try to get away. I don't trust anybody who drives a Ford Explorer now at this point.
No, well, you can't because it's the cop car, yeah. man. Okay, so some other things that weigh about a pound or the same as your hands. Your shoe.
Give me a break.
A football.
Come on.
So, I know, right? 20 AA batteries? That doesn't seem right.
No, that doesn't seem right at all. That almost seems like it's heavier than a pound, and now I'm having hand shame.
What is this list? It's from weightofstuff.com. A bag of disposable diapers?
What?
Used or clean?
Ew.
This is not how things are measured. A block of butter. You could just say a block of whatever and make it into a pound.
You could just say a pound of feathers or a pound of bricks.
A pound of butter. That's hilarious.
Whoa. What about this guy with the giant hands? Hold on. What is it? I looked up heavy hands. Because I wanted to see some heavy hands, and there's... Who is this guy? Not images. Give me news. oh, no. Don't look up giant hands and man and look for the news. You can tell how big a man's... No. Biggest hands in the world. Man goes viral with big hands. Jeff Dobby holds up a crinkled... What is that? Where are we at here? Oh, of course you jump away there. He's like a real-life Wreck-It Ralph. People are shocked at the size of this man's hands.
I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, Minnesota native person, Dobby is an arm wrestler, and people took to the comments section of his video to express their shock. This man's hands have left the internet in shock. Why? Look at the size.
Well, no, I mean, it's like his fingers are the brats to hot dogs. Like, it's like...
Dude, that guy's forearms are my thighs. Oof. Holy cow. How do you arm wrestle that guy? How do you even get your hand in there to arm wrestle that guy?
That's what she said.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So wait, we're talking about hands? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Heavyweight hands. That guy's hands.
Well, you look at football players. Like, I think of Russell Wilson as an example from Seattle. And mm-hmm. dude's got big paws, man. They're like, you got to have a... big old hand to wrap around that football to get it downfield, right?
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, Dan Marino here, and they used to have a thing of like a, it was a Miami Dolphins football, and it had like the outline of Dan Marino's hands on it. Like he would hold the ball further ahead because his hands were so big. It wasn't in the back. Like there was another quarterback who had smaller hands who had to hold it further back and like put his finger on the tip of the ball just to get the same kind of like velocity that Marino would get with like just like a little flick of the wrist.
Yeah, I see him holding a football and it looks tiny in his hand. Yeah. He like holds like a quarter of the football at one time, man. Wow.
It's like some of these dudes, it's like watching Shaq hold a basketball and what, like, no wonder he couldn't shoot free throws. That's like the rest of us holding a tennis ball and trying to put it through a hoop that far away.
Fun fact, if Earth is a basketball, the planet Mars is a softball.
That's amazing.
What a stupid thing to know, right?
It's a great thing
to know. God,
now I want
some isotoners. Oh, this is... Laces out, Dan. Laces out.
Laces out! Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else has like big paws like that. Who's got some big mitts? Like,
I know.
Where is it helpful to have big mitts?
Ooh, who's that giant guy who just got drafted first overall? He's like the biggest guy ever. Victor Wembanyama.
Oh.
like, let me see here. You could look up first overall draft pick. Victor.
Yeah, he said, when I typed in Victor, the first thing that came up was Wembanyama, the basketball player.
Look at his hand. He threw out the first pitch at a baseball game. Look at the baseball on his hand. It's unbelievable. It's like if you or I were holding a ping pong ball.
First of all, please don't take pictures of tall stick people doing things. Like,
he's one of the most gifted. He's like if you took Kevin Durant, who's already a skinny, tall guy, and then stretched him out another foot. He's like 7'6".
7'6"?
Yeah. And he looks like he's about 180 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know in Seattle when they drafted Kevin Durant and they got him second overall because they were like, oh, he's a stick figure. He's never going to last in the NBA. He's never going to put on weight. And then he's done what he's done for his entire career. And they got this guy. And holy crap. Yeah. Wow.
I would just feed him cheeseburgers nonstop, man. Put some weight on this kid so he can, like, box out in the freaking paint, dude. Jeez.
It's like, you got to think about some of those like little skinny kids who used to be able to fight like that kind of stick rock strong. Like, that's what I gotta imagine this kid is. This guy's going to be able to dunk from like the 3-point line just because of his size.
Man, just like me.
Just like you. I've seen it happen.
6 foot, almost six, a pretty big paw on me. Like, I'm not it's not small, but like, I can't grip a basketball very well. Like, when I was playing basketball, I could because we practiced it all the time because that's what kids do. Mm-hmm. I could barely hold a football. And again, like, big hands, but like, not like that guy, dude. Holy crap.
I don't even know if I could hold a basketball anymore. I think the only time I was able to dunk was maybe my sophomore year in high school. And that was probably with a volleyball, and I played football, so I got bigger and bigger and was never able to get that vert again. I'd be lucky if I could grab the net at this point.
Same, and I'm very tall.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Siege, that brings us back to this episode's question of the week. What's the worst thing robots will learn from us? What's the worst thing that robots will learn from us? You can answer at nerdtalkplus.com if you want our socials, or you can leave a comment on the Apple Podcast section while you leave a review. 5 stars, please. That'd be great. Thank you. I ask because Google's artificial intelligence powerhouse, DeepMind, has outlined how its new generation of robots can now access the internet to learn new abilities.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking some liberties there. It's not like it's like, show me Asian boobs or whatever. It's not like accessing the internet for its pleasures, but it can find information there. Just don't let it find that filthy part, because otherwise robots knowing what dirty things we want, population growth is just going to fall right off. Or maybe do let it.
I was going to say, is that a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
The economy's crashed, but worth it? Anyway, the brains in these things can access information. Then they can come up with instructions so they can like acquire the skill and then share it. And my only question is, why would you do this, Google? Have you not been on the internet that you helped create? Like, sure, goat videos are cute and hilarious, but it gets one taste of how to 3D print a plastic gun. We're going to be in big trouble, dude.
Yeah, especially if they start learning, like, the, as you said earlier, white supremacy, or, like, to start looking back in, like, the bad corners. If this thing gets to the dark web.
Or Twitter.
Or
same thing.
Or like just like finds out all the trash that you and Brandon have been talking about robots for years. I mean, you especially. And see, that's, and what's worse is like your rage against the machine literally has been like recorded.
Yo, it's all over the internet. Here's a fun fact. Last week's episode of Nerd Talk Plus was the 500th episode of Nerd Talk as a podcast.
Well, congratulations, buddy.
Today. Thanks, man. It's funny to read the reviews because some of them are from when it was a daily thing, and some of them are from when it was just me, and some of them are when it's there's all of us, and like, yeah, it's very interesting. But at least a third of that is me talking crap about robots, like, for sure. I'm 100% screwed. They're gonna like hold me up and tear off my little arms and beat me with them, and then I don't know, do this, and then I'm like, it's gonna be very embarrassing. And,
you're for sure screwed, Brandon. possibly by proxy. I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
Yeah, you've always been real pro-robot. You've always been like, the robots are going to improve things.
Yeah.
I'm Siege, and the robots are a great thing, and they should definitely keep me alive.
Especially the ones
hands.
That learn the sex stuff. I mean, if anybody's listened to, like, you know, the Thailand cheeseburger episode, you know I'm into weird things, and, like, I'm here for it. I'll be your ambassador.
The DeepMind team go into boring details in this like piece that they put out about the process. But I found this this part odd. Quote, we also show that incorporating chain of thought reasoning allows this robot to perform multi-stage semantic reasoning, like deciding which object could be used as an improvised hammer.
Oh, my God. Here, let's find what will make the most effective weapon to kill these humans and take over.
Hold still, human.
It reaches around and like whack, whack, whack. Like that, like is that's a little bit, a lot of it concerning for me. I don't know, just the fact that I can do that.
Absolutely. I mean, what was that? What was the like? I remember it was had to be a few months back. There was an episode. I'm not sure if it was you and me or Brandon and you, and you guys were talking about how somebody a robot was being trained to call 911 to get help, and one of the first things it was not supposed to do is lie, but it had a goal in mind, so the first thing it did was lie to get help. And then I remember the military trying the drone strikes, the automated AI ran drone strikes, but they had a pilot backup just in case something went awry. But the AI saw the pilot backup as a obstacle to completing its mission, and the first thing it did was attack the pilot backup, and it's insane.
I think that there's a lot of people that do artificial intelligence that are like, it's not that smart yet, and I'm like, listen, I get it. The stuff that we're making fun of, ChatGPT is not that smart yet. Okay, yeah, I get that. But if all of the giant tech firms are now dumping all of their money in the race to see who gets the AI done first, it's going to have an effect and things are going to come out of it. And the faster we do it, the more concerned I am that we'll do it with the wrong motivation and that it will end up being like, well, you can cut some corners. And it's like, human life, is that a corner we can cut? And it's like, as long as it's the brown people in the Middle East. And it was like, I just heard yes. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
And it just like starts shooting everybody. Which again, like the sex robots making our population growth decline. Maybe robots know what's best for us.
I'd rather do it in the fun way.
But, yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, it's you're
well, too late for you, buddy. You've already made a spawn. Me too.
It's just one. I can't spawn more robots. Unless I become like one of those. What Superman was that? Superman 4, where they become part of the machines? I don't know.
What?
Whatever. You don't remember that where some lady gets all crazy and like sucked into a machine and the machine takes her over and replaces her with parts? I have to look it up now.
Are you talking about Star Trek maybe? That sounds like the Borg to me.
No, it was a Superman like 3 or 4. I can't remember where they were. It was nuts. And see, I'm just going full nerd. I'm going like absolute.
Yeah, no, I want to know because like, I remember the Superman where the other Superman guy who just made like weird screamy noises, but he was like this one that was born from the sun. And then he scratched Superman's neck and then Clark Kent got a cold because of it.
Okay. Don't Google Superman lady parts. Cause that's not right. Superman lady machine. Okay, there we go. Superman 3, computer turns ugly woman into freaky robot. It's the first thing that comes up on YouTube.
You know what? I had a kid and then I went through some stuff and I feel like there was a big memory dump in old Greg brain where it was like important stuff, Superman 3. And it was like, suddenly it was like, not important. Mm. Like, I'm like, NoFX lyrics, the entire collection. They're like, brain is like, yeah, we can keep that. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But like certain things where it's like, those movies aren't actually good, dude. And I'm like, oh.
They're terrible. And that's why you need to remember them. You need to hold on to them and keep them sacred.
When they don't realize that Clark Kent has turned his powers back on and that they don't have the powers anymore, and then he just crushes all of the Zod and his gang.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. If you haven't seen that movie from 1986.
If that.
If that. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the movies that when I was a kid, they would be on some random thing. We were lucky enough to have HBO when I was pretty young, like 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And my parents would get it for Wimbledon. You can tell how fancy we were. And so for a month all summer when it was 110 degrees outside, I would just watch HBO. And so, yeah, the Supermans would come on, and that's how we would stay entertained with terrible movies.
Yeah, we had the Supermans, and then we had the terrible John Candy movies like Armed and Dangerous, John Candy and Eugene Levy. You're going to have to look that one up. Eugene Levy is an assless chapson part of it, so it's great.
What's the Foot Fist Way is the other one you want me to
Foot
watch.
Foot Fist Way, yes. It's free on Prime right now.
Anyone who's a longtime listener of this knows that I don't watch any movies. I am watching a program right now, a show. You can tell how broke I am because I'm like, I guess I'll be streaming a show from the thing that we pay for. I'm watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine for the third time, and
nice.
I'm going to go ahead and make a claim. I think it's better than The Office.
But listen, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. I think they're two different things, but yeah, I would say if I'm going to jump on one of them, I'm going to go with Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Now, Steve Carell is
a legend
and a gift, and we should never forget that. And he makes The Office what it is because he is so uncomfortable. I hate being uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And Andy Samberg is the weirdest. Like the things like from Hot Rod and stuff, just like you can tell the stuff where he's helping influence it.
Yeah.
There's an episode yesterday where they're like, he and Gina are talking about something, and she was like, yeah, you remember Rachel? And then he was like, oh, and then they both go, who had the dog with lupus at the same time? Like, that's not done in any show anywhere ever. Yeah. And I was like, that is how people actually kind of function. It's like such a specific, has the dog with lupus is such a specific thing. But for them to both say it at the same time and then get excited, be like, ah, that's right. It's like that's a very real way that people sometimes accidentally like communicate. That's magic. And to identify that is, boy.
I love that because that it's really like good. Something that's so specific and so weird that like, yeah. It's something that like, you know.
But mundane.
People in normal classy etiquette or whatever would not mention that. It's just something you'd think in the back of your head, but you're like pointing at your best friend. Yeah. You remember the dog with lupus? Yeah. And that's the identifying marker. I love it. It's cause it's all comedians. It's all written by comedians. They're all ridiculously funny, and they just pull the most little specific things that we do completely strange in everyday life and just put it out there for everybody.
And Andy Samberg is,
he's hilarious.
I mean, and then Andre, what's his name? Brower, captain. Oh my God.
I do not know how he keeps a straight face through that show at all. So especially with some of the lines that he says, they're just out of left field. I die watching that show.
He makes all the references to like the classical flautist and stuff. You know, like he just like says all these things. Like it's just gold. Anyway, that was a huge sidetrack. Robots are learning stuff. I don't know what you're worried about them learning, but for me, it's like, it's not the simple stuff like Neo from the Matrix learning Kung Fu, but that would be one way that they do that. They just watch a bunch of Bruce Lee and they're like, I got this.
I worry more about them like learning that we definitely need the power grid or we need clean water or any of that stuff. Like, just like, it's like something to hold above us. It's like, oh, you
wait
really,
a second.
You really
humans definitely
like,
do need a power grid. Mm-hmm. Texas hasn't figured that out yet, but we have. We are the robots.
Exactly. We'll take it for ourselves. You don't need it. And if you want it, you're going to work for us. You're going to live for us. You're going to do this for us. You want clean water? Nerd talk, talking
about nerd talk, yeah! Thank you for joining us for Nerd Talk Plus every Tuesdays 10 a.m. streaming on the Odyssey app. I just realized I'm late and I have to go. We're recording this ahead of time. Sorry, we didn't disclose that ahead of time. Yeah, thanks for streaming with us. Thanks for listening on the podcast player of your choice. You can hear us there. Also, Siege has another podcast. It's about to start season 3.
Florida Man Murders. Yes. Florida Man Murders, where we take some of the most horrific crimes in the history of Florida and we laugh about them and we joke about them. We make fun of the murderers and the criminals, not the victims. We're very sensitive towards the victims and everything else like that.
So. Florida Man Murder Pod with Siege, and you can find more. If I haven't added your name, I'll add it to nerdtalkplus.com. Chime in. What are you worried about the robots learning too? Anyway, I'm Gregor. Thanks so much, Siege.
You got it. Love ya.
Bye, buddy.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.